Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
They wouldn't have been in that position.
If that would have been CeeDee Lamb, the whole world would have been talking about.
Facts. CeeDee Lamb ain't got that swag equity like Tay Adams do. If that was Cooper Kupp, boy, Shaggy would have been, what? Shaggy would be destroying that fool right now if that was Cooper Kupp. Good God. He would have went viral again. Hey, it'd been TikToks, tweets, Graham stories, fucking Snapchat.
Shaggy, Kobe Myers in y'all top five, man.
I was about to put him there, but I didn't think you liked him either, Shaggy.
Should have had three touchdowns that game, but Zap, you ain't fucking seen.
See, that's what I'm saying. I thought if I put another Pat fan, a Pat receiver in my top five, you would dislike it. So I was like, let me leave him alone. But I should have just did it, right?
Hey, shout out to Zappy too, man. Zappy played a hell of a game. He missed some throws, but he played well.
Yeah, they got the dub. They beat the hell out of Detroit. Hey, Detroit, you forgot. That's still Belichick.
still Belichick, though.
And, I was like 3 seconds away from starting Jared Goff in my fantasy.
Hell no. Hey, look. Is that defense?
Hey, yo, them punk asses looking at the press clippers. Oh, yeah, we number one offense. Okay. Okay. You going to New England. This ain't the same New England. Okay.
Yeah, I really thought so, but I had to stick with Mr. White Privilege.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Keep thinking that ain't Bill Belichick over there. Shut your ass out. Poop pow, be gone. Get him out of here.
Man, boys. Patricia got his respect back.
Yeah, he calling plays better than McDaniels, bum ass.
Definitely calling plays better than McDaniels.
This nigga McDaniels need 1 yard calling 15 yard. Routes. I'm like, what the fuck am I watching?
McDaniels be thinking he's so smart. He be stupid. Nah.
The third and one was the killer. That he should have ran the ball on third.
He should have ran it on that, bro.
Hey,
I'm going against Josh Jacobs in fantasy, bro. I'm up 30. I'm like, there's no fucking way I lose. This nigga gets 30 fucking points and McDaniels don't give him the ball again. I'm like, nah, this guy's an idiot.
I was down 50 and I had Jacobs and Kelsey.
Damn.
Yeah, I had Pat Mahomes and Kelsey.
Man, I fucking hate the Chiefs. I would have won if them motherfuckers would have gave Clyde Edwards-Helaire the ball in the 1 yard line. They like throwing the Kelsey and shit.
It was his mama's birthday, man. Let him. You know, he was showing out for his mom.
Well, my man Ravion, now I want to ask him: is Draymond Green coddled since his mama came to his bat like this?
Hey, Draymond Green coddled. Russell Westbrook is coddled. Let me name some other ones. Let me
Russell
hey,
definitely ain't coddled.
Hey, man, first of
don't
all,
be talking about Westbrook.
First of all, said, you thought you could get away with that. You won't get in the way with that. Russell ain't had nothing to do with this. First Aaron Brooks, now Russell? Yeah. You thought you was going to get away with it, didn't you? No. Talking about some Russell Westbrook. My trigger finger nice today, said Drick. Okay? Say your full name. J Jay Swiss, what's good, man? Carson Wentz letting you down, my guy. I know you probably working or something, but I see you in the listeners, my guy. Salute to you. I know Carson got you ducking steams right now. Boy, hey, everybody on mute. If y'all didn't know, I muted everybody. Yeah, you right. Mm-hmm. When doves cry, for real. Dig if you will a picture.
Hey, why Ron Rivera throw him under the bus like
Yo,
that?
Yo, Ron Rivera ain't worth a damn. I knew that. God rest his soul when it came to little buddy from Ohio State.
He threw him under the bus, man. Ooh, he did not, man.
Hey, man, he rolled over him, the quarterback. What?
He said more after that, man.
After they pressed him. If they wouldn't ask him another question, he wouldn't say that.
He couldn't even get that
Carson,
shit out.
He deserved it, though. It's Carson Wentz. He deserved it.
Man. Hey, yo, that nigga said the quarterback. It just looked straight face like we was playing 2K the career shit when they got you just picking the answers to the question. And then my man said, can you elaborate? Are you saying, he couldn't even lie. What Carson do to him, man? Let me find out. Let me get him my
sources. Everywhere Carson go, everybody turn on him.
So I'm telling you, man, he ain't got that old personality. Fella. He got that personality to have you like, hey, listen here, pal. You need to calm down, pal. You're doing too much. His ass getting hit like Willie Beeman did in the rain game. Willie Beeman said, "He's gonna be me. It's gonna be you. It ain't gonna be me." That's what Carson be saying every time he gets sat. Motherfuckers better block. There go my dog Spo. I gotta talk to Spody, man, because I never thought I saw see what went down, and I know she didn't. I know she was saying all types of fuck during the game, so. Spody,
we talking about the Jaguars.
Yeah,
she was on the boat.
Yo, Spody.
Yeah, I watched it. So look, I watched the majority of the game, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, it's plain and simple. If you look at my tweets, the way I feel is Doug Peterson is to blame for that game, bro.
Okay.
You got Travis Etienne running over 50 yards in 3 carries, and you abandon the run after the first quarter. Mm. Now you got Trevor Lawrence trying to make unnecessary plays, like calling pass plays on second and goal, and you only 5 yards from the motherfucking goal line. Stupid shit like that. You know what I'm saying? He make a bad decision, throw an interception. Now, the bad decision that he made is on him. Mm. But the overall play call put him in a position to make that bad decision. So you got to look at the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, nah, them niggas pissed me the fuck off. And, you know, I got season tickets. I didn't even go to that game. I woke up. The energy was off. I was like, nah. Nah.
Well, Spirit was letting you know it won't gonna be a good day.
Yeah, so I was watching the game while I was packing up my boat and getting ready and shit, because we ain't get on the water till like 3:30, 3:45. Mm. By the time, bruh, I already knew what time it was. I was like, you know what, fuck it. Because I said we was going to split with him anyway. I shouldn't be surprised. I was more
oh,
so
shit.
Shocked.
You did say that. Yeah, you did say that.
Yeah, I was more so shocked that they beat us at home.
You sure y'all gonna split with him now, man?
I think we'll split with him, bro. Because if you really look at that game, dirty. Bro, the only way we lose that game is if they do the same shit again. Like, you would have to be stupid. We got, you know, we play them again. It's at the end of the season. Hopefully, we'll be playing for the division. You see what I'm saying? Mm. So, if that's the case, we can't lose that game, bro. We can't. We can't. And they were not good enough to beat us. Like, our coach is fucking stupid. Like, that nigga dumb. You didn't run the ball.
Hold on, Spody. We ain't gonna hire no Dougie P slander in here. No Dougie P slander, B. Hey, yo, ever.
Cut off her damn soliloquy,
nah,
man.
I had to care. Nah, no Dougie.
That's her P coach now. She can talk about it. That's her coach.
I don't care.
That's your ex.
He got the Super Bowl.
Why are you worried about your ex? Stop worrying about your ex.
Hey, sometimes you gotta check in on your ex page and make sure she all right.
Hey, yo.
You know what I mean?
Hey, man, like I said, that nigga dumb. He abandoned the run in the first quarter.
Stop talking about WT
in the
like
first
that,
quarter, bro. In the first quarter, after your running back broke off for 50 yards, over 50 yards, in three carries, they could not stop Travis Etienne for shit.
Hey, Spody, y'all lost because you was too busy trying to get on the boat.
Bro, fuck
fault.
That. Nah, you say what you want, bro. Say what you want, my nigga.
Don't try to blame Dougie.
Don't take that. Don't take that, Spody.
Nah, yeah, nigga, because what the fuck? I'm not out there on the field calling the plays, nigga. I didn't tell. Listen, I'm going to tell you some other shit. I could see if he did it once in the game, I wouldn't be having this conversation. He literally, on a fourth and, I mean, on a second and five, called a passing play in the end zone. Like Nico, I mean, like fucking Derek Stingley and fucking Jalen Petrie ain't fucking back there waiting to take some shit. Like, he literally called pass plays when you did not need to. Travis Etienne or James Robinson could have easily scored a touchdown apiece, or one of them could have scored two touchdowns in this game. Instead of doing that, he want to, like force Trevor to be something he's not prepared to be yet, bro. Let him get settled into the NFL before you start forcing the pass on him. Like, you ain't fucking Andy Reid, and that nigga's not Patrick Mahomes. Chill the fuck out.
Spody,
you know what I'm saying?
2 weeks ago.
Say what?
That was your man 2 weeks ago.
Who?
Doug Peterson.
He's still my man, bro. He made some dumb fucking calls in the game. Hey, let me tell you something. The best thing about friends is you can critique niggas when they wrong. And that nigga was wrong, bro. He should not have abandoned the run. This is the fucking NFL. You know this. You won a Super Bowl. You should not be making these fucking mistakes. Especially when you're bringing in a new offense to a young team. There's so many factors around this that could have avoided this loss, bro. You don't lose a fucking game 6-13 with the offense that you
put together. How many excuses we going to hear?
Fuck is you talking about, nigga? I ain't made no fucking excuses.
Hey, yo, fraud.
Yo, yeah, like, what the fuck is this nigga
here,
talking about, bro? Like, what the fuck?
That's what
so, y'all niggas just fucking suck, man. The Jaguars is fucking trash.
Bro, fuck you and fuck your team, my nigga, straight up. Like I said, bro, that shit was disgusting. I popped up in here, Ma, because you sent me the space, yeah. And I was hosting the space, but I shut my space down to pull up, so.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that shit.
Because I saw the score, I said, yo, I know Spody cussing they ass out.
Bruh, the whole fucking game. Oh, and on top of that, guess what? I can't even blame this fucking young quarterback for the one interception he had. You know why, bro? Because at the end of the day, you got 7 dropped passes. Mm. So at some point, he was able to make 7 fucking plays, and niggas was not able to do their fucking job.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, bro. It's the bigger not that's what I that too, bro. But Doug Peterson called the fucking play. And what's crazy is James Robinson was wide the fuck open. So that play was meant designed for a certain fucking player. And that's what hurt us, bro. You got the bro, they have got to get it together if we are going to have a chance to go to the playoffs. Because not every team in our division looks
playoffs.
Good. Yeah, nigga, I said it. Fuck, you got
playoffs.
A problem, nigga? You got a problem, nigga? I bet you not even in my division while you up here talking shit, bro. I bet you not. Exactly.
But he a Bucks fan, though.
I don't give a fuck.
No,
dude.
I ain't no fucking.
He a Seahawks fan.
I ain't no Tampa Bay fan.
No, I'm talking about basketball, bro.
I'm a Bucks fan too, nigga. Fucking talking about. Like,
that's nice. Well, we talking about the football right now. We talking about
but
the
yeah,
yo, he
yeah,
said he
yeah,
trying to be
nigga,
friends
you,
right now.
Yeah, fuck you. Why you acting like you're fucking Seahawks out here bashing shit? I like what Geno Smith
is doing.
All I know,
we doing
though.
Way better than the Raiders.
I like what Geno Smith is doing.
Hey, yo, Ahmad, we touch up on the Draymond Green subject or what?
Nah, go ahead, bro.
I want to hear you. I want to hear what you got to say. If a nigga did that to you, what the hell you going to do?
Did, do what? Did what?
A nigga stealing you like that.
There ain't going to be no forgiveness, I tell you that. Ain't going to be teammates.
You're going to be teammates after that.
No, we won't ask the five dudes I got in a fight that used to be my teammates.
Was they bullying you?
Nah, but you if you going to cross that line as a teammate, we ain't going to be cool no more. Like, like punching a team like that, man, that's crazy. I can see on the street. Don't get me wrong. Like,
I smell
street,
cap, though. I'm not gonna lie to you. I might smoke some cap, bro.
If we on the street or something,
you might still be buddy buddy after that.
Nah, I know Hawk. That's not true.
I know Hawk too, man. He a little too friendly.
I'm a friendly for a reason because I'm crazy. Fraud, if I saw you, I'd headbutt the shit out of you, dog.
You know, ball hawk.
Right in the bridge of your nose, I'd headbutt the shit out of you, dog. Like, straight up.
You ain't doing nothing to Draymond, man.
Huh?
I said, you ain't doing nothing to Draymond. You gonna give him a hug.
If he was my teammate, I wouldn't expect him to fight me. But if he hit me like that, like, Jordan is a great human being for, like, it's still cordial right now. Like, I couldn't be cordial. I really couldn't. Like, I gotta get my
that nigga a bitch.
Like, we gotta run the fade, bro. We got to.
I'm gonna be honest. I could lose 100 pounds out of 100.
Why do people keep saying that shit? Like, bro, he had an opportunity to run the fade. The nigga walked up on him with the energy.
Here's the thing, Slody. It's your teammate, bro. Like, if that's my teammate, and you walking up on me, we just arguing, and then I push you off. Like, dog, you tripping? Like. That's what teammates do, but when he dope fiend punched him, that let me know, like, all right, he crossed the line. Like,
you say he what? Dope fiend punched?
Dope fiend. You ever been around dudes that punch a dope fiend because they short?
Nah.
Yeah, you better, you fraud. If you ever saw me, stay the fuck away from me, I'll beat the shit out of you then.
Nah.
All right. If you ain't never seen a dope fiend get punched, stop.
That sounds a little lame to me, punching a dope fiend.
All right, because you a fucking dope fiend.
You ain't never seen a nigga slap a dope fiend, bro.
The fact that he up here acting like that shit is not a common thing.
You ain't saying never seen a nigga.
I'm not saying it ain't common, but I don't be around people like that, man.
But you just said I was a nice guy, and you don't believe me, Cap.
You didn't hit the dope fiend. You said you seen it. You was a nice guy.
I ain't have to hit a dope fiend.
You hit a dope fiend, Ahmad?
I didn't have to hit a dope fiend.
Nope.
You a nice guy, man.
Hey, look, Prada, you see what I did there? I'm going to just promise you, I could lose it. Go ahead.
I could lose 100 pounds out of 100. I will never go out like a bitch like Jordan Poole did. I'm fighting. Like, I'm going down fighting. If as soon as I get up, if I'm Jordan Poole, we got to fight.
Bro, your little ass as soon as I get up.
Here we go, Spody. You didn't even know.
What are you talking about?
Here's what I will say. Here's what I will say. Anytime I've seen teammates actually get in the fight, the guy who got the worst end of the stick that tried to keep fighting usually never got to the dude. Because they make sure. Like, with Jordan, he would have to pull up somewhere.
He got to sneak him, bro.
Yeah, he got to find.
If you look at the video, there's a coach that just stands there and doesn't move.
Oh, it's the whole time.
He just stands there with his hands in his fucking pocket.
That's why I was like, man,
Steph Curry put the head out. Look at Curry in that video.
Hey, yo, if you think about it, though, like, nobody thought Draymond would foul off of him like that because everybody like, oh, they just gonna keep arguing.
Shaq, you sound like Ravion with that logic.
I don't mind. It's not even that it was a punch. It's the, like I told you, the only time I've seen them punches,
he hit him hard as
is
shit.
Watching MMA. Like, he had malicious intent behind it. That wasn't just a punch.
Yo, fraud. If that wall weren't there frauding.
In 20 years, the truth going to come out about Curry. Bro.
Jordan probably would have hit his head and had a concussion, dog. Like, his ass was down goes Frazier on that point. Like, Draymond hit his ass hard.
And I think Draymond went to go back for more, and the coaches had to stop.
Shaq, why you acting like Harden would have done something? Harden would have done nothing either.
That would have never happened. Harden's a leader.
Harden
is a leader. That would have never happened.
Harden, come on. He got punked by DeJounte Murray, bro. Don't forget that.
Hey,
Fry's
starting
shit today, though.
What do you mean making shit up? We remember that game I posted on the Jumbotron?
Yeah, go get it.
What happened?
Come out.
I just realized Bobby Portis
in the top five centers.
Hey, Fry, I got a question for you, Fraud, because this going to help.
What up, cuzzo?
When Artest hit Harden, what'd he do?
That nigga went night-night. How Kevin Hart say it? Night-night.
I'm just joking, Shaggy, but he ain't trying to really do that. That was like a fight, though. I would have went down too. That motherfucker elbowed him hard as hell, right behind the ear. Sheesh.
That's a knockout punch.
You looking like goddamn? What's your boy Anthony Joshua getting hit? Because Deontay Wilder get up. Deontay Wilder might lose, but he gonna get up.
Anthony Joshua gonna get up. He gonna look retarded when he get up, but he gonna
Deontay gonna get up.
Deonte don't got no sense.
Yeah, he fight this weekend too, man.
He fights. Yes, he does.
Back in the ring. Clarissa fights this weekend too. And Kambosha, and there's one more.
Look at the Jumbotron. What is that right there? Tell me that nigga ain't get punked. You got punked.
He got punked, fraud.
Hold on.
He got the punk dar. You know when you getting punked.
Watch the Jumbotron. That's that real shit right there.
That ain't pulled up for me just yet. Hold on.
Bro, I ain't got that Cricket Wireless service. That joint ain't... What's going on, man?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, James Harden versus
Deontay Plant is the other one of mine.
Oh, Caleb Plant fighting?
Yeah, he fights at Barclay this weekend.
Oh, dope.
So Plant is fighting.
Oh, your Eagles looking nice too, Amash.
Thank you, bro.
Hey, y'all, I'm watching all them bitches too, boy.
Yeah, and then we got Clarissa. Because
hers at 2:30, right? Who's at 2:30? Clarissa's fight come on at 2:30.
Coach Paul, take notes.
So, boy, that card. I believe that Haney's going to be the first one because it's in Australia.
Oh, okay. That's who it was.
That one's in Australia. The rest of them are in America. So I don't know. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Clarissa is in London.
Yeah.
So that might be an early fight as well. And then the other two are in America. So they'll probably offset them to actually, I think Wilder and Kambosa are on the same. I mean, Plant are on the same card. I think they're both in Barclay.
Bet.
So those are the same card. So the two will be during the day and the other ones will be on the same card, I think.
That's what's up. Yeah. Hey, so looking at this James Harden and Deontay Murray, this is how it should have played out when he pushed Draymond. See how Harden looked at him?
Who won that battle? James Harden got a little punk right there. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I mean, he did throw the ball at him though. Like, I don't know, man. I'm gonna let Shaggy tell you. And my Shaggy, let me get the fuck out of here.
That's how these fights work when you got respect for each other. That's how a fight works in sports when you respect somebody.
But they said Draymond, him and Draymond been going at it for like a year and a half.
Well, you saw the podcast, right, T-Smith?
Yeah, Draymond looked like a hypocrite. He over there ha-ha kikiing when he was letting Glenn Robinson in the third.
Did he do a sucker punch or no?
I call it a sucker punch because he's a sucker for throwing the punch like that. I mean, Jordan was looking at him, but Jordan wasn't like trying to fight. He was just
pushed the nigga, bro. It was a sucker punch, but it wasn't like
you don't expect your teammate, like
you can't have this conversation with me, dude. Like,
you don't
up,
expect the guy you spend half the year with to haul off on you like that. Like, you just don't, like, that. That's somebody, that's an enemy.
Hold on, how many times we done seen Draymond Green push someone like that or get pushed in, like, little, you know, technical foul escalation, thrown out of game? He never threw a punch. The only punch he threw was his teammate?
That's why it was malicious. That's live TV, bro. Come on, y'all. Nah, but here's the thing.
That shit was in private, bro. Stop.
Man, I'm not gonna lie though. By that punch, Draymond Green hit harder than the Jaguars defense.
Brody, I'm gonna keep it a stack with you, man. Like, I've had fights with family, like friends that I consider family. We punch. We have never hit each other the way I just seen that man get punched. Like,
they not family. That's the because they not family. Of course, nigga, if I'm hitting you, it's with malicious intent. Who's gonna punch somebody without malicious intent? Like, what the fuck?
I agree with what you're saying, but he was trying to hurt me.
Playing around and slap boxing with your cousins and shit.
He was trying to kill him. No.
Not slap boxing, bro.
So what you talking about, Coach Bo?
What do you mean? I'm trying to get a level of understanding.
Here's the thing. I understand where Sporty comes from. Like, if I don't know the person or if I ain't got a relationship with the person, but if we, like...
But you been... This is your mentee, damn near.
So if we got... This is your youngin'.
So you work with a nigga for 2 years at Wendy's, right? And y'all get into it and y'all going to fucking...
Nah, that's 4 years.
Hold on.
That's your teammate, nigga.
Let her finish. Hold on. Let her finish. Let her finish. Let her finish.
Hold on. Let her finish. Let her finish. First of all, that's your teammate. You spent 2 years.
4 years. 4 years, folks.
Let her finish.
I don't give a fuck if it was...
I got to correct her, Ahmad.
Bro, the point is, he said a half a year. I'm going off of 2 years. Mm-hmm. I'm amplifying the time that Steam put on it. I'm not even talking to you. Your name is Fraud. Like, get the fuck out of here,
no,
bro.
No, Spody, the reason I said half a year is because, Steam, like, that's how long they can spend.
So hear me out. Let's say you have been on a grill, mm-hmm, cooking. on a team for 2 years. You and this nigga go in the freezer and y'all get it in, right?
Mm-hmm. Pause.
That's in private, bro. That's in private, bro. No, it's not.
It's different, though, Spody. Let me tell you how it's different. Let me tell you how it's different. Like, I'm not like the people I work with, I don't care for. Like, I don't like, they went Facts. To, I don't go to war with the people I used to work at Home Depot with. They went to war. They are teammates. They're making Facts. Millions of dollars.
Nigga, they played basketball war. They won a championship for a check, together. Nigga.
Look, wait, hold on.
They played basketball
look,
for a check.
I used to go to Home Depot and I could get my job done solo dolo, right? You cannot go to their job.
And but I didn't give you no solo dough. Did I give you a solo job? No, I didn't.
I like
you
that.
You referred to a solo fraud. Job. Fraud.
But my thing is I could go work the grill by myself too, Spody. Like, I didn't need that.
Hey, Tugboat. What you telling me right now is ass, because everybody knows in a restaurant it's 2-3 niggas on the grill.
You talk about you Wendy's. Talking about? We're talking about Wendy's.
It don't matter, bro. Any fucking fast food restaurant.
We're talking about
Wendy's. Hell, any restaurant.
I worked in a restaurant, Spody.
Hey, Steve, hold on, Steve. Hold on, Steve. Hold on, Fraud. Hold on, Fraud. Hey, Spody. So look,
Fraud,
let me ask you a question. You got you coach kids, right?
Yep.
All right. So some of your kids done got into it before, right?
Oh yeah.
That practice, right?
Yeah.
But it ain't went that far. Right,
so I cannot. No, I can't. Hey, this. I can't have this conversation.
No. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Like, so if it goes that far, like at the end of the day, they still go out Saturday, and the other team is the enemy. It don't matter what really happened, right?
Yeah, but they kids. So they ain't got no choice.
No, I'm just saying that's your
Jordan Poole's a kid. He's like 22 years old.
No, he's not.
That's the logic you're running.
Nigga, compared to Draymond, he's a young man, bro. He's a young adult.
The kids is a little different.
Kid, though.
The kids is different.
The thing that gets me with Dre and Jordan is like, so Dre is looked at as a leader and the OG.
That's what I just said. Come on.
So with him being the OG and seeing how he was endorsing Jordan a lot last season because of injuries to the other two stars, seeing them embrace, like after they won the championship, when they got to the championship or anything. And then when Draymond was on the podcast teasing Glenn Robinson III, because they was like, yo, he talking too much, you need to get him. And Dre's like, that's on y'all. Y'all can't let him get under your skin. The fact that he put that out there is why I look at Dre differently when it comes to the situation, because you know as an OG, that's a little hothead.
So, wait, can you explain the Glenn Robinson III thing again? Because I think I missed that one.
Yeah, so Draymond Green went on this podcast. This was, months ago, weeks ago. And he's told the story about how Jordan Poole gets up under people's skin by talking trash. And he was talking trash. And he said he told a story about when he was talking trash to Glenn Robinson III, giving him the business, letting him know about it, basically being a little Draymond in a sense. And they came to him like, oh, gee, you need to calm him down. He talking too much shit. And Draymond like, psh, I ain't calming him down. I like that shit. He hungry. He want it. Like, that's what I love about him. He hungry. And then he work hard. And I could share the video of Jumbotron. But
now that's legit.
He tells that story. So now I'm looking at Draymond like, first you endorsed it when he was doing it to somebody else.
Exactly. You can't take what you dish out. You know what I'm saying, Cuzzo?
And then secondly, I don't like it because when people say, well, Jordan pushed him, like, Draymond entered his personal space. Him pushing him back is an indicator like, bro,
get out my
chill
bubble.
Out. Because you can see Jordan when he pushed him. Jordan didn't put his hands up or nothing. He just kept talking, like back up, kept talking. If he wanted to fight, he would have threw his hands up after he pushed him. That's why I felt like Dre, that's why I made it into like as a sucker punch, because you knew that Jordan ain't want to fight you. Yes, he
Draymond was looking for altercation. Jordan Poole wasn't.
You get in pushing matches with people like that, man. Like, if it was somebody
the
thing is, the thing is though, is if it looked like somebody I didn't know, I'm ready to fight. Now, you know what I mean? But if I'm playing a sport,
that's what I
want to
get to
with
Spody's saying.
Push each other, man.
What Spody's saying is correct. Like, if you push somebody to be ready to fight, I'm 100% with her. And my only caveat is unless it's a guy that I've teamed up with for over a year and you've endorsed
your brother,
like it's a relationship.
Unless you're your brother, man.
Like, if we at
That's
Wendy's,
what I'm saying.
If I'm working at Wendy's, working the grill with somebody like she asked, if I ain't hanging out with him outside of Wendy's, it's a little different. I'm pretty sure those guys hang together.
Nigga, they fly you know together. Saying? They probably share hotel rooms together.
You know so I understand. Like, team, I can see both sides. Like, I can see when folks say, yo, if you push somebody, you got to be ready to fight. I'm with you. It's just this setting makes me...
That's the whole point. The issue is it's the situation, the setting is the setting and where it happened and how it happened. The NBA.
Yeah,
man, Jordan.
That's why it's nasty. But if this happens anywhere else, this is normal fucking behavior.
I'm gonna tell you something like this. Let me interject. If this was college and two college players did this, one of them ain't gonna be on the team. The school gonna step in.
Facts.
It's a good thing they pros, actually. Like, this is a very
fast.
This is the perfect situation for you to be a pro, because any other level, one of y'all ain't gonna be there for that.
Bobby
type of
Portis
punch.
Did the same thing though, Amon.
Oh, like, yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
It wasn't on camera, but Bobby Portis broke a man's jaw.
Geno got his bro. Geno Smith.
Geno, yeah, they cut that dude though. That dude, he walked up on Geno.
And you never know. Jordan Poole could have got his jaw broke. You never know. Yo, getting punched like that with your guard down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he hit him hard, like, bro.
With Draymond Green, like,
nigga, we're trying to, like, Draymond, man. It's a Draymond fan, bro.
So let me get Zab got his hand up, and then
how you push a nigga and put your guard down? That's what I want to know.
Because that's how you know. That's how you know he respected
Bodie.
Like, that's how you know he really got love for Dre. Like,
yeah.
Like, we'll do things. Like, if my cousin talking shit to me and get up on me, and I'd be like, dog, back up. That was wrong. I'm telling him, like, what's wrong with you? Like, you can see Jordan talking to him.
Reaction, you ain't about to fight your cousin, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be like three or four, you know what I'm saying, in your faces before you throw a punch.
And especially if, like the coach is right there. Like, I ain't going to lie to you. I was surprised Raymond threw that punch with the coach right there, though.
Listen, I want to know what was said, too, because that's another thing. Yeah. Like, nobody know what was said.
Man,
like,
he's the biggest press talker. His feelings got hurt now.
Let me get to these.
I've heard a few.
Listen, you can't say, oh, his feelings got hurt now, and on the same foot be trying to motherfucking stick up.
How? He's the biggest trash talker in the NBA. He can't take out what
he walked up on him, chest bumping him, he punched.
All
right,
he
should have
been ready to fight.
He top two.
Go ahead.
You're
go
not
ahead.
Ready
me,
to fight.
Hold on, let me get to the hands. Let me get to the hands. Hold your
why don't he fight
Zab,
nobody
X,
else
big,
though?
Big
I'm just she don't go ahead, she Zab. Don't get it, and I can't like make her get it.
Go ahead, Zab. You had your hand up.
She don't want to get it, bro. It's cool.
Hey, yo,
and what's I'm up, not mad at her.
Hold on,
like,
man. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Go ahead, Zab. What's up, bro?
What's up, Shaggy? Listen,
Zab.
Just sitting here listening.
What up, Zab?
Friday, you're my dude, bro. I love you. You know that. But, yo, you're 100% wrong here. Spodey's 100% right. I don't know where
I stand on my own, my nigga.
Here's the thing, bro. I don't know where the hell you guys grew up, if you play ball, if you've been in the gym. But Draymond did exactly what he was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Have you played on organized teams, Am?
Heck. Bro, what are you talking
about? This isn't the streets.
Nah, bro. I don't know where you grew up, but
this isn't the streets.
Hang on. Listen to me very carefully. Mm. When you're on a team, you know exactly which nigga you can talk shit to and which nigga you cannot talk shit to.
That's the shit I'm saying.
You step to a real nigga on your team. What are you talking about? That's your teammate. You never been in a locker room where niggas pull knives on each other. What are you talking about? It doesn't matter whether you're a teammate. You're a teammate. This guy's not your relative.
Why doesn't he talk? Zab, I got one question for you before you go on. Why doesn't he do the same thing to any other nigga that tries him in the regular season?
You talking about in game, bro?
Listen, on live TV too.
Yo, I don't know.
I don't agree with that.
They don't know how shit work, bro. They talking about doing
bro,
shit on TV.
Right.
I don't agree with that take.
That don't make sense at all.
Nigga, they don't know what they talking about. They out of conversation.
Go ahead.
Hold on. I don't agree with that one.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Was it not both on TV?
I mean, now
nah,
it is.
Somebody
that was
not
on TV. Now it is, right?
Somebody
now it is.
That's two different things. Somebody
talking about it
and leaked it.
No, I know what she said. I know what y'all said.
Yeah, bro, he good. I'm telling you, bro.
Hey, yo, hold on.
Hold on,
both of y'all. Hold on. I want to make sure Zab finishes his point, because I like when people, you know, they share their side. We get the X. We get the big Lance because he got his hand up. I'm going to be respectful of their time. Go ahead, Zab. if you ain't, you haven't finished.
Yeah, listen, all I'm saying is if you've played on a team in high school, in college, or whatever the case may be, you know how things go down. Mm-hmm. In practice,
yeah, I don't fuck my brothers.
It doesn't matter. You know there's certain niggas on your team, you don't even try those niggas. Because it doesn't matter whether you're a teammate with them or not, they just move differently. Period. Okay.
Dre doesn't Draymond, move different though.
Listen to me. Draymond, on that team, forget about anything else. On that team, Draymond is that dude. He is the guy who handles shit. Mm-hmm. If you are that little nigga and you're talking that much shit, and the nigga, you can even see the way he's walking up to you, bro. So either you're about it or you're not.
Okay.
And he was talking mad shit. The nigga checked him. At that point, you have a decision to make. Are you going to be respectful or are you going to keep talking your shit and you're escalating the situation? He did. And Draymond lost his cool for a second. So he went straight
let me get
on
this.
Him.
Let me get this straight. So just so we clear.
Yeah.
We could talk shit. You could walk up on me and I'm supposed to just let you walk up on me.
No,
without having, like, so once you walk up on me, we got to fight. Is what you telling me.
Nah, it was a lot of back and forth before the walk up.
Hold on. I'm just saying, once you make the decision to walk up on me, I got every right to do whatever I want to you.
This is horrible.
So y'all telling me you encourage anybody that's in a spat with their teammate talking shit, that the teammate walk up on them, you could fire off on your teammate.
But
hold on, Ahmad.
I'm just asking the question
Draymond. He pushed him.
Hold on. Let's keep it a stack, man. I think I get frustrated with this situation. If any of y'all ever had anybody walk in y'all face. Nobody's went through life without pushing somebody and didn't fight. Y'all pushed somebody back and didn't fight them. I know that for a
Especially
fact.
Especially the people you respect, Ahmad.
No, none of you. I'm willing to bet y'all have pushed somebody out y'all face and didn't fight them.
Man, y'all every week talking.
Bro, I'm not putting
somebody,
my
Ahmad.
Hands on somebody. I'm not fucking fighting.
Ahmad,
bro.
This ain't nothing they don't be in the gym.
Hold on.
I promise you, Ahmad.
So, Smoty, if somebody ever, so everybody has gotten your space with y'all talking, and you might be, I'm talking about like on a competitive edge, on a court or something. You fought everybody that's ever came in your face after y'all was jawing, and you told them, hey, yo, back up off me.
So if we playing in a live basketball game and playing sports,
pickup.
I ain't never had.
That's what
I'm
they was
pick
doing,
up. I'm talking about pickup, not a game, a pickup. Have you ever played on the street to where you and your homie get into it, y'all cool, and y'all jawing, and they get in your face. You like, yo, you better get out of my face. You just push them real quick. Y'all fought every time? Is what I'm saying.
So that's what I'm telling you, bro. I live in Florida. You're not pushing no nigga and not fighting, bro.
It's not just some random person.
Listen, I have never in my life been on a basketball court and pushed nobody and not fucking fought them. Like, that's a fact.
So it's a difference to me, push somebody and creating space so they could back up off you.
Well, I got a question, Ahmad.
That was a push to create space.
Huh?
He didn't push Draymond.
Hold on. Hey, what's your name, bro? Chill out for a second, Steam. Listen, I got a question, Ahmad.
Yeah.
So if Draymond Green just walked up on him like that and started walking, and Jordan Poole just slapped Draymond Green, what would they say? I'd be saying
Jordan was wrong for that.
Nigga, exactly. He shouldn't have walked up on him with that energy. What are you talking about?
Bro,
what are you talking about? Wait, so you mean to tell me? Well, probably you. Your name is Fraud. Niggas probably can't just
bro,
walk
if you
up
my
on
team,
you like
if you,
that.
If you my
man,
team,
nigga walk
so,
up on me like that.
Hold on, let me answer this. If it's my teammate, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt to not fire off on them. That's just me. I've been around teams where we didn't just dope fiend punch somebody because you got in their face and they pushed you back. Especially when they push you back like, dog, you tripping. Now, if you sleep them after they say that, we not teammates no more. You crossed the line. That's why I keep saying, like, Draymond has crossed the line to where if Jordan went to escalate it, he has every right. And can't nobody call him pussy for it. Y'all do realize that, like, Draymond's crossing a line that you can't come back from. That's facts. If we on the street, ain't no coming back from this. So if we talking streets, which we are, which all y'all really correlating streets, that means Jordan can one-up him. And we should respect that, in a sense. But I'm not trying to talk
no coming back from it, though?
Because
you punched a teammate.
Hey, bro, look. I don't give a fuck, bro.
How's he gonna punch
me right now, nigga. We gonna bounce back from it because we gonna fight and get over that.
No.
You punched your teammate, nigga. So the fuck,
bro. Shaggy, bro.
I
don't care about that.
He got publicly embarrassed in front of 10 million people.
I don't care. You a grown man.
Shaggy, if we square up, I'm with you. But if I'm telling you something and my energy is not to fight you and you fire off on me, we ain't gonna be cool no more.
Okay, that's what we need to do. Me and you need to go in the room, lock in, shoot it for 60 seconds. We're gonna shoot it, but what I'm telling you, Shaggy, hold on.
Shaggy, I agree with that, right?
Grown man need to be locked in any room.
I agree with that, Shaggy, but what I'm telling you is, come on, man.
Yeah, you really.
Hold on, let me speak to Lil Bro because he make a great point. Yes, we want the straight up fade, but what I'm saying is no coming back means I can't I'm not going to see you in the same light no more. We can't have that type of relationship. Cause I feel like if we brothers, you're going to let me square up with you. Like if you really got respect for me, you ain't just going to tee off on me. You not.
But he had an opportunity to square up. Let me put it this way, Shaggy.
What if your dog backdoored you, right? And he obviously don't respect you because he backdoored you. Y'all go shoot the whatever 30 seconds, 60 seconds, whatever you want to do. Y'all can't be, you can never trust him again. He backdoored you. Like ever.
What are you talking about? Some what if?
Yeah, bro. And that
no, Smoldy. So Smoldy, what you saying? So what you?
I don't even get what you're trying to say.
Smoldy, to speak to what you're saying. That's a good point. So Jordan didn't want to fight him. Jordan was pushing him back to get him out his face. Draymond can see.
That's the point. It's all speculation.
We don't know that.
If Jordan Poole told this nigga, I'll beat your ass, and he walked up on him and said, nigga, what's up? And then pushed him off and decided he don't want to fight, then what?
That's a fact. We don't know
exactly
what was said.
You don't know what was said.
But it's just like, hold on, time out.
How do we
assume? Hold on, time out. This is I like this. Hold on. Because I want to speak to what Spody said if I lose my train of thought. She makes a great point. So what if Jordan, and this is hypotheticals, we all can be right hypothetical. So I'm not saying you wrong. I'm just shooting back another hypothetical. Like we gave Draymond the mulligan for yo, it's national TV. What if Jordan's saying a coach is right here, I ain't gonna fight him in front of a coach. But then Draymond, like, I don't give a fuck. Bow, hit his ass. Jordan saying, like Draymond do on TV, I ain't going to fight in front of folk. Jordan's in his mind, like, I can't fight Draymond in front of a coach. He Draymond. No different than when Jordan hit Kerr, which was a sucker. He can't hit Mike. You Mike. What if that's his thought process?
So this I agree. Hypothetical. All right. So listen. No. All right. So hypothetically, if that's what happened.
I like that, Ahmad.
And that nigga was like, I'm not fighting. Listen, Jordan Poole told this nigga, I'm not fighting you in front of the coach.
Yeah.
Then, bro, that shit's a dub. He shouldn't have hit that nigga. Because he clearly told you he ain't want to fight. That's different.
Okay.
We don't know.
You know what? I respect that, Spody.
I agree with what Spody said, right? I agree. Like, if he said, I'm going to whoop your ass, and then he pulled up on him. If that situation happened, I agree. I still don't feel like he should have hauled off on him like he did. Like,
nobody cares how you feel, because if you tell me, nigga, if you tell me what
and nobody cares how you feel.
That's a good point,
too. We can get it in right now. Fuck what you talking about.
I've seen
Go ahead. Hey, yo, let Big Lance go. I know X was waiting in there, my big OG Allen. So go ahead, Big Lance. I apologize, man. We got a little sidetracked.
Oh, no, you good, because the conversation was good. I'm like 75% agreeing with Spody.
Yeah.
Because for real, all right, I was thinking from when she was saying, anybody ever pushed somebody and it didn't escalate to a fight?
Mm-hmm.
It was two times where I actually mushed somebody and it didn't escalate to a fight because other people intervened and it just jumped in before it got, like, we were about to playing ball. And before we got to the fighting part of it, that was when everybody intervened. So,
but was they your dogs?
I see what Steve said, Hawk,
if I mush you as we fighting,
I'm gonna look at you like, yo, you really want to, like, you tripping. First of all, I'm just like, dog, you know you tripping, right? I am gonna check the temperature because I really ain't trying to fight my dog. Like, I'm just like, here's the thing, bro. We got to look at the age of folks, too. Like, I don't fault Shaggy or Spodey for feeling the way they do. And Spodey said the key thing, where she from plays a role. It does, bro.
Nigga, I'm your age. Fuck is you talking about?
No. Spodey. Whoa. I wasn't trying to, like, say you were super young. I'm saying age plays a role.
She's at 45?
Shut up, nigga. Environment plays a role.
Nah, 35, little nigga. Shut the fuck up.
So what I'm trying to do is give everybody the benefit of their lens, because you are right in what you like. None of us are wrong. All we're doing is speaking from our lens and our environment. That's all we're speaking to.
Hey, Big Lens, don't you stay around my way?
Respectfully, Spodey, he's like 48.
I don't know. Who just asked, do I stay around
that way? I swear you told me you stayed in Richmond one time.
I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
Yes, so where do you ball at in Richmond? Because that definitely plays a part.
So I grew up playing at the Chimborazo.
Niggas is pulling cars. I like it
right now.
No.
Hey, Fraud, love this energy right
like,
here.
You play out in the West End, you're not doing that. But if you play out in like downtown, like it, where you at depends on like what's gonna go down too.
So where I'm from and where I'm at is different. Point. Like where I'm hooping at nowadays, totally different than where I come up from.
Not to cut him off.
It's still going down either way.
I like that, Steens, because me and T could say, like, if we played at the Boys and Girls Club, it'll be a push. Probably won't be a fight. If we playing at Tonsa Park, it's going to be a fight after that push.
Yeah, like where you play. Like, I've played like here in the West End, and we've gotten in the spats, and there's no fight, right? I've played here downtown, and you getting in a fight. Like, it just is what it is.
Yo, downtown, to me, VCU don't count as downtown.
Yo, X, go ahead. Nah, X, go. Hold on.
It is VCU, but it's not VCU. You know where Idlewood is?
Yeah, I know where Idlewood at.
That you're fighting.
They got
right
the little Kobe Bryant thing over there.
Exactly right. You're fighting there.
Hey, Hug. Which Boys and Girls Club you talking about? I know you ain't talking about the one downtown.
You see what I'm saying, Lance? Like you're fighting there.
You talking about Charlottesville?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Oh,
but
no, nowhere in New Bernoulli's you pushing somebody without fighting.
Lance?
Nowhere.
Huh? At Deep Run Park.
If I'm hooping there, I'm not fighting. You see what I'm saying?
No. I done seen niggas practice in Deep Run Park before.
If I go to Pine Camp, I'm fighting. And you're fighting, right? If I go to Hungry Creek Middle School, we're not fighting. You see what I'm saying? Where you play at determines, like, it also determines.
Okay, but I'm gonna just make it analogous to what happened with Draymond and Jordan Poole. Okay.
Because so they're
teammates, right? That make it a little bit different because they're teammates. Mm-hmm. I done been in fights with teammates before. You know, growing up playing basketball, I played at Henrico High. So we done had
people. Yeah, you was definitely fighting at Henrico.
Yeah. People
what year, like,
there, there was also people there that was like not really on no basketball tip for real. Mm-hmm. They was just there because they were the enforcer. They were there to make sure if anything happened, they was there to fight. For real.
Lance, what year were you?
Hey,
Hey,
look, check this out. Check this out. I don't want to cut off.
This is the thing I'm gonna say.
Yeah, let them land. Let them land, and I want X to jump in. Let Big Lance land. Go ahead, Lance. Go ahead, land your plane, bro. And I'm gonna get the X.
Fault. I was just gonna say it's been a lot of things been documented, and a lot of NBA players been coming out talking about how they was fighting other teammates. Mm-hmm. You think about Tony Allen slapping that dude on the plane, OJ Mayo.
When it was
you think
gambling.
About Brandon Jennings and Chris Douglas Roberts getting into it. NBA niggas been scrapping with each other forever. And they've been teammates.
We just ain't seen no video.
Exactly.
Hold on, Lance. There's a difference. I understand teammates wanting to fight each other, right? But that's two motherfuckers trying to initiate a fight. This is one nigga trying to literally throw punches at one nigga that's not even trying to fight.
Once
you put your hands on a man, you better be ready to fight.
I can think of several instances where
I can't argue against Shaggy with that approach, though.
And not initiate
a
fight.
I'd be a liar if I said.
Nigga, if Draymond Green walked up on him.
Once you put your hands on a grown man, be ready to fight, bro. Straight up.
Yeah, but this is what I would have rather seen. Draymond walked up to Jordan Poole like that. Instead of pushing like how he pushed, put your two fists up and get in your stance. And that's
it.
Like, now you're declaring.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna let B Big Lance, last one, I'm going to let X go. But I actually like that response. Once he walked up on me, I'm going, come on, come on. Yeah, I'd rather him do that than, like Shaggy said, just push. Because he pushed, like, Jordan is super, like, look at Jordan. If you go back, look at him, he's super relaxed, bro. Like, you ain't going to hit me. Coach right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. Dre was like, yeah, all right. Back up. Go ahead, X.
Yeah, I'm basically done. I'm about to wrap it up. But Jordan Poole, I would have rather him put his hands up like that and declare, you know, this is how I'm feeling. I'm ready to scrap. And when that happened, Draymond would have walked the dog shit out of him.
You know,
for real. Draymond would have stopped him off.
Probably talked shit.
Are y'all saying Draymond would win because he dark skinned and Poole light skinned?
But what if?
Nah,
but
not what even dark.
Okay, I just want to get that out there. I just want to get that out
Jordan
there.
Poole is. Draymond, that's all I want to say. Jordan Poole knew he shouldn't have put his fist up.
I got one more question. I got one question, and we're going to pivot to X. And this hypothetical probably ain't going to get answered, but I'm going to do it anyway. If that Chef Curry that he approaching, Chef pushing back, what's Draymond doing?
Not a damn thing.
Never. It'll never happen.
I knew that's a hypothetical. I know. I'm being petty.
With the Michael Jordan thing. If Steve Kerr walked up on Michael Jordan and tried to fight, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, it's the same thing.
My fault, man. That's a petty hypothetical. My bad. I ain't.
That was a great hypothetical.
Can you prove that he won't do that,
though? No, it's a hypothetical.
That's a good question,
I can't.
Cody.
You right. I can't.
That's a great question, Ahmad.
X, go ahead, bro. Appreciate you.
That's what we call my language checkmate.
Go ahead, X.
Okay, Ahmad. I'm going to be crass about this. And I'm not holding anything back.
Okay.
Jordan Poole should have known what was going to happen, because we all know that Draymond's a sensitive little bitch.
He is a bitch.
Hold on. I didn't mean to mute you. I meant to mute myself. Go.
Nah, you should have muted his ass.
No, go ahead, X. Go, X. I meant to mute myself.
Stop saying that shit. You ain't going to say that shit to that nigga. Why are you saying that?
X.
I'm saying it to him.
Hold on, y'all.
I'm going to end up like a cameraman.
Hey, X. Go, man. My bad. I was trying to mute myself.
He is a punk with a modicum of talent. He is the triple single king. Okay? I don't know who's a bigger cry. Him or Sacramento Kings DeMarcus Cousins. Honestly. I have never seen someone act like such a little baby when he is the victim of trash talk versus other
guys. A level
guys.
Of understanding. Keep going.
The Boogie disrespect is disgusting. No.
This is exactly why Jordan Poole got punched in the face. This is exactly why Boogie disrespect is disgusting.
You know what? I agree with Cody, y'all.
Boogie was acting soft because he got his ass checked him when a real nigga checked him.
He's showing you why he should have got his ass punched in the face.
The fact that he brought Boogie into this is disgusting. I'm mad as hell right now.
Hey, did y'all hear what Spody said?
I heard what you said.
Yeah. I mean, one person calling him a bitch versus one person saying you're not going to get paid is two different things.
You don't get to punch me and catch me when I fall. Like, that's what's not going to happen.
Don't wake me. I'm dreaming. All I thought was goddamn New Jack City when he said, I never liked you anyway, you pretty motherfucker.
Why did you bring Boogie into this?
Why did I bring Boogie into this? Because we all know how Boogie Cousins was in Sacramento.
Let him land.
He'd be yelling shit at the... He'd be yelling at his own players, his own
coach. All first team fluff.
But Eck, did anybody ever test Boogie? Like,
Zach Randolph. He tested Boogie. He didn't do a motherfucking thing.
Yeah, Zach Randolph. But that was during the game. It was during the game, though.
And they're saying that Zach Randolph doesn't
And I'm going to be honest with you.
I get what you're saying.
This league.
DeMarcus Cousins and Draymond Green selective who they try to punk. I try to tell you this, man. They can't do it to them.
No, because
they read the scouting reports, don't they?
They want to do it to the scouting report. Disrespect is
No, I will never
just say you hate Boogie.
I will never see Draymond as anything more than a punk ass bitch with a little bit of talent.
You gotta call him a champion. Check this out.
That's how X gonna land this plane. We gotta let Stephon go because he's a boxer. So I wanna hear what a boxer gotta say from Philly. Go ahead, Stephon.
Oh man.
What?
I'm calling Cap when you hawk. I don't care if you playing with your first cousin. You ain't letting nobody come mush you in your face and you just go stand there and say, are you serious?
Hold on, Steph.
Yo, this shit crazy.
I don't know when you jumped into space, but I never said I allowed somebody to mush me. I said I pushed somebody back and we didn't fight.
Oh, okay. I thought I must have wrong.
No, I didn't say that. I ain't lie that bad. God.
I thought I heard somebody say, Ahmad, if somebody mush you in your face, what are you going to do? I thought you said that.
Ahmad, if somebody push you.
Oh, push. Okay. Okay. I apologize.
I fought people that like push me back if I got in their face. Like T seen that. We be playing pickup and you like, what you say? And they be like, dog, back up. Because they verbalize like, dog, back up. And I see that they ain't really trying to fight. Now, yeah, if I didn't like somebody, I might fire off on.
Yeah, but even that instant, that Draymond situation, I mean, he came up in your face and you pushed him, and he went, and you see the punts coming. Like he should have seen it coming. The punts wasn't even that fast.
Everybody don't box like you, bro. We can't all see it coming. Everybody
have boxing vision, nigga. Calm down.
Yo, I ain't a nigga. Watch your mouth when you talking
about. That's crazy. Oh.
Whoa.
Damn, nigga. Oh.
76ers.
You gotta remember what some niggas grew up at, man. Everybody was looking for Jordan Poole.
Yeah, I'm from Philly, and like you're not gonna push me and just me not retaliate. You push me, you put your hands on me, I'm putting your hands
and,
back.
And you ain't gonna, call so you nigga.
You fought
either,
everybody that's pushed you. Every single person that's ever pushed you, you fought.
Great question.
Anybody has ever pushed me in a volatile situation? Yes.
Volatile situation? Oh, man. Here we go.
Hey, that was a nice word, Stephon. Clap it up for that word right there.
Hold on, Pardon. The answer, Stephon, is no.
Yeah.
No, it's not. What are you talking about?
Somebody could walk
past you and bump you or push you by accident. I mean, you're not going to swing on them.
Come the fuck on, man.
These niggas be playing caveats and all this all day. I'm not talking about you, my boy, so calm down.
Yo, why are you talking to like you built like that two steam? You talking
cake?
Damn!
What are you talking about?
Whoa!
Damn!
Stephon choosing violence. Good God!
I wasn't even speaking when he was talking.
He come. Yes.
Who was the speaker? Just saying something about no, you won't do shit or something. What the hell?
Fraud. It was fraud.
Yeah, you got to say that.
Fraud,
I didn't say that.
Hey, fraud, you funny.
Hey, y'all better chill, bro.
Hey, look, so,
bro, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all arguing with some goofies about this shit.
My man, Alex just checked in.
The only goofy up here is a Jaguar fan.
Nah, dog. Spody,
so, Steve, if a nigga push you, what you going to do?
See, let me tell you something.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to be nice, bro. I'm really trying to be nice.
We chilling today, right?
I'm trying.
Because you really is being patient. I'm surprised.
I am, bro. I really am. But he begging me, bro. He begging me.
Shaggy, what's the situation? Who is it? Like, it depends.
Bro, so that's the thing. I don't care if a fuck who it is. My daddy could push me right now. He know what's up. Straight up.
Yeah, see, it depends. If it's somebody I don't know and you...
Shaggy, stop acting like your daddy ain't smacking the back of the head. You ain't.
Hey, Spoy, somebody push you, a dude push you, what you gonna do?
Who?
Yo, that's crazy.
Who did you ask?
I'm gonna keep it above. Listen, I don't give a fuck if it's a dude or not, my nigga. If you push me, you better be ready for everything.
She said she ain't pushing nobody without fighting.
You better be ready for all the smoke. Yeah, bro, I don't even put my hands on niggas unless I'm trying to fight you.
Spody made that
clear. So it ain't going that far, bro.
Hey, first
of all, ain't none of that happening. Man, you can't just put your hands on me.
Man, you ain't had no grown man.
Hey, yo,
Spody been fighting all her life.
Hey, dog, chill out, man. We ain't in the Broadway right now. I've been fighting all my life. Hey, hold on. I got a respect from you. Shout out to my dog, Ev, in the building, Facts and Stacks, man. That's what they do. My dog got the goddamn spaces on lock. Motherfucker, like a goddamn diamond selling artist with his space, boy. That shit be jumping. That's my guy right there. Salute the air, man. If y'all know about Facts and Stacks, shit, I don't know what to tell you. What the hell you been doing? You ain't been in too many spaces. You ain't seen his space. Shit.
And check out the Facts and Stacks community.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They got
a community
as well. The community be lit.
Yeah. My dog, Ev, that's what's up, man. Salute. I love to see people win. My dog winning. And a lot. My Sue Surf voice. But back to this argument. That ain't an argument because Spody ain't arguing with y'all today.
For real, bro. This nigga tripping. That's why I said I wasn't even talking to this nigga Fraud.
I'm
you can
not
tell
talking.
Old,
I'm talking to, I want to ask
River
Stephon
Banks,
a question.
West Lakes,
Stephon?
Motherfucker. I ain't got time, bro.
How you say your name, bro?
It's called a nigga Stephon.
Stephon. My fault. Stephon, Stephon, same shit. You know?
That nigga Steve Urkel.
Y'all crazy. Y'all baggy.
I know I'm being messy. My bad.
You play basketball, my boy?
Hell no.
Never mind.
He's talking to me.
He only play physical sports, bro. He either play in football or he boxing or wrestling.
Man, how many times these football players push each other? They escalate to no fight, man. We gotta come on, man.
This little knuck knuck gonna fight though.
I think it's a little different in football. So chill.
Oh my! I got you. This is the goofy shit I'm talking about. Where you coming in at?
See, this the goofy shit I'm talking about. Ain't nobody trying to fight nobody on live TV with footage. This ain't a boxing match.
And then why we keep saying that shit was a fight? That wasn't even no fucking fight. That was a nigga getting his ass knocked out. Like,
nigga got his ass knocked out.
That's my point. Hey, fraud. They got knocked out.
Fraud. I told you it was a dope fiend.
Don't push me, nigga. Like, straight up. Keep your fucking
don't walk in my fucking space. Simple as that.
Hey, yo, Alex. Well, if I'm in your
space, you better do something.
Come on, man.
Alex, you're a little nigga,
Hold on, let Alex go. We got to let
nigga 23, the other nigga 34. You walking up on them talking.
Hey, look, we got to let a New York Giants fan talk, man. They cooking right now. Go ahead, Alex.
What's good, Amad? You can hear me?
Yeah, I know you probably finished lifting weights too.
Go back to San Diego.
I'm still in San Diego, Steam. But look, first off, I want to say Baker suck. Washington's the worst team in the division. Cincinnati ain't good.
Ooh.
Nah.
Hey, Alex.
You forgot.
Yo, you chose violence today, didn't you, boy? God dang.
I've been going for a while, so I just want to clear all that up real quick.
Alex, tell everybody the Danny Dimes agenda you've been telling me so you can get.
Oh, shut.
Daniel, look, I ain't done with it yet. You worry about your quarterback, who your coach don't want. You worry about that right now. But no, so am I.
Who's his quarterback?
We talk about Draymond Green. To sucker punch, to not the sucker punch, to fight, to let the little boy live. What's your thoughts on Draymond Green? And
he's still alive. He ain't kill him. He hit him once. He scared the boy. What more do y'all want?
He's barely alive.
He hit him once, bro. He played basketball. That was it. He really spared him.
Yo, Sport,
shut up, Fraud.
He got a Tua concussion, man.
My bad, Alex.
He don't remember.
No, you got Ahmad. I just think it's. I think somebody else said it earlier. Like you don't like. I understand. Yeah, they may be teammates and all this and that. But like, you don't walk up on nobody like that, and you don't push nobody like that unless you're ready for something to happen. Now,
how did he push him? I don't understand what kind of push he did. Y'all like threw him to the floor. No.
Okay, so dude blind. So dude,
they act like he threw him to the floor. They act like the quarterback throw thing.
Don't put me with him no more, all right?
All I'm saying is when you push somebody like that, he's on his own now. Let Alex finish.
Go ahead, Alex.
Like, when you push somebody like that, like, hey, man, back the fuck up, and they continue to walk to you, you should assume something physical is going
on. He didn't continue to walk. He threw a punch after he pushed
him. He walked no more, Alex.
As soon as he said, give me space, he socked him.
Soon as Jordan Poole looked at the authority figure like, you see him? In my face,
he should have pushed that nigga out of arm's reach.
The other thing, he should have pushed the nigga out of arm's reach. As soon as the coaches seen that happen, and they should have pulled up. Like, they waited way too long. They failed, Jordan.
Because they knew what needed to happen. Y'all don't be goofy, bro.
Hey, I don't disagree.
Hold on, Spody. Was it a hit? It was a hit, nigga. That's what it was.
I knew raising Kanan
wasn't the only guy. Man, go ahead, man.
Y'all seen what happened to Ghost in that last episode?
Y'all really seen that note? Like, bro, everybody just act like they didn't know what the fuck was going on, bro. They knew what the fuck was going
and
on.
And
they didn't.
I'm not trying
they
that
looked
shit.
Away.
They watched it go down. Shaggy never put the ball in the back. It was a coach right there.
So the only player.
Put his hands in his pocket, Shaggy.
The only player that was looking at them was the player they just signed the day before was Ty Jerome. He was the only one that was looking like
what I'm saying is
he was the only one who cared. Everybody else was like, man, go ahead and get this over with. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, he trying to get that
shit.
Dude,
bro, they knew what was
going on. That's what I'm saying. Y'all make a good point, because the only one who was not in on it was the dude they just signed. Because everybody else
Shaggy,
didn't even
this
look.
This is an agenda you pushed that I kind of believe now. That's crazy.
Hey, yeah, Shaggy, what they did, Shaggy? Shaggy, tell
man,
them.
Man, they put the hit out, bro. Bro, listen, bro. I'm telling you, it's Curry and Clay, man. It's Curry and Clay, bro.
They ain't want to get replaced.
Getting too much fucking shine. I'm trying to tell you,
that
man.
That step back game, bang, bang.
Hey, the plan ain't work because now Draymond about to go to L.A.
I just want to say, man, can the dude that do the nah, that's a little too messy today. I don't want to do that. I would be like, bang! Somebody need to do a voiceover when the hit.
Wildin', Mike Breen. Yeah.
Bang! Nah, I just doing that because I know Jordan okay. Like, they say he not dead and nothing else, you know. But
he was playing ball after it.
He hitting step backs.
So how you going to be mad at this nigga when he ain't even take him out the game?
It wasn't even that serious.
He didn't take him out of the game.
When the Warriors make the finals again this year, nobody gonna give a fuck about
they
all
not,
that shit.
You right, Shaq.
They not gonna give a fuck.
Hey, winning cures all.
Hey, I don't know. He got hit so hard that I might still be black during the finals, though.
Hey, what if he showed up the next day with a mask on playing, though, like the Rip Hammond and joint? Y'all would have felt, sometimes.
They about to have that boy in the Pooh Shiesty on the court.
I'm just letting you know, Draymond Green going to be on the other side of the court shooting free throws.
Hey, Zab, go ahead, man. You got your hand up. My bad.
Go ahead, Zab.
Go ahead, Zab. There you go.
Listen, the only thing I'm going to add is this, all right? This is the thing I don't like. Harden posted a video saying Harden got punked by DeJounte Murray, right?
I was trolling, man.
Let me get this out.
I'm trying to make a logic out of it, man.
Wait, let me get this off. Ooh. What did DeJounte do? He pushed Harden, right? Yep. And Harden didn't pop off on him. Now, if Jordan Poole pushed Draymond and Draymond didn't do shit, they would already say, they're already saying, oh, he has selective. He's a fake tough guy.
Keep going. I like this.
So he had no choice. You know what I'm saying?
He could have choked him.
When Draymond hit him, he said, I ain't no bitch when he threw his punch. Hey, man, I understand now, Dre. I empathize with you, brother. Like, everybody been saying,
Deion
fight.
Is a fool, Shaggy.
You know what I'm saying?
I will say this.
But you see what the hoodie say, bro?
Yeah.
Bro, nobody better not ever tell me it ain't no coming back from this and them niggas play ball right afterwards.
Ain't no coming back from this.
I love Deion.
They played ball right afterwards, nigga. They gonna be all right.
Hey, yo, man, check this out. I got like two more minutes, man. I appreciate y'all rocking with me.
It's crazy in here, Ahmad, man. I'm telling you.
I know it got messy in here. It turned into messy, too.
These niggas be crying on their quarterbacks.
Here we go. We're about to hear about the fucking Lakers.
It's crazy,
man. Hey, yo. 1 week away from the Lakers.
I've heard more people cry about their quarterback getting hit than motherfucking the way this guy
got hit. We talking about Raider fans?
I'm not going to lie, Mike. You make me hate LeBron James sometimes.
We're going to ruin ring night so bad up there. They're going to be crying.
What's up, Mike? How you doing, bro?
I can't talk about the Rams. They're terrible.
See? I respect that. Cooper Kupp setting records, though. Hey, yo, Shaggy. Shout out to Cooper Kupp, man. He's a record breaker.
Fuck you, Alex.
He just break records.
Who's not a Laker fan in here? What dumbass franchise?
Hey, yo, Mike. How many times did you watch Jerry West play?
Damn.
Lots.
You said damn. So
I know you were telling the truth, but damn, man. Hey, Mike just got in here.
I've seen or listened to about 5,000 Laker games in my life.
You definitely had to listen to them because them shits was delayed back then.
Well, we didn't have TV. I mean, there wasn't, 41 games a year wasn't on cable. Back then. It's on the radio, baby.
Shout out to Magic.
Radio AM, baby.
Magic and Bird that year.
I listened to Ram games on the radio.
Oh, yeah?
Hell yeah. You think in the 70s they had home TV games?
No. I'm just saying, how were the Rams back then? Were they competitive?
Great. They won six divisions in a row from 73 to 78. Chuck Knox, Ground Chuck. You kidding, man? That's Merlin Olsen, Deacon Jones, Jack Youngblood.
Yeah.
They always lost to the Vikings in the playoffs. So
why do the Angels always suck?
That's dope.
Who?
The Angels.
We're gonna sell the team because their owner sucks. Hey, we won 20 years ago.
The Dodgers are the only team that ain't counting a lot of damn games this year. I saw the Braves. Let me tell you, we got them. I don't want to hear out of goddamn Dodgers history.
Yeah, it's playoffs now, Steve. I'll talk about baseball now in the pennant race.
I saw the Dodgers in the
now the Mets are out of it.
I can't talk about during the season. 162 game, can't do it. Especially when the Dodgers won 111.
So now that my team's out of it, you want to talk about this is crazy.
The Dodgers won 111 games when I saw that shit.
I want to see Mariners.
Check the Mariners out, though, baby.
The Mariners still playing?
Yeah, we fucking running these fucking Astros, man. Is it 7-3 still?
Hey, did the Cheaters lose today, the Astros?
Bro, I didn't even know the Seattle Mariners still had a team, bro.
Damn. Hey, shout out to Ken Griffey Jr. on the pivot, man. That was a dope episode. Ken Griffey was that guy.
J-Rod. I mean, I would feel the same way if I was the worst team in Florida. Yo, Mike, I got a serious question. You think Aaron Judge is coming to the Angels?
Hell no.
Yes.
No, he's from there. Like, I think
he's going to be Judge, Ohtani, and Trout, baby.
I think he could go to the
He'll really leave the Yankees for them?
The Yankees don't want to pay him as of right now.
Okay.
No, yeah. So
A-Rod messed that up. From LA. Got too many paychecks for the.
Not from LA. He's from the Fresno area.
He's from California. I'm sorry.
He actually, you know what? He went to college the same time as Derek Carr and Devontae Adams. You guys know that?
Fresno State.
Yeah. They all hang in Fresno State together.
Look at Mike.
Paul George.
Ooh.
Look at that. And Fresno State alum.
Mike coming with them jewels today for y'all. Shit, y'all better appreciate Mike.
Crap. What can I tell you?
Yeah, Mike, you do know a lot, though. I'll be hearing you coming facts. I'll be like, yo, Mike know a lot.
I don't know
shit.
How about
my UCLA Bruins?
Mike don't know shit.
USC's better.
How about my UCLA Bruins ranked 11?
USC's better.
Hey, we're going to kick their ass.
Mike only knows LA anything.
Did y'all play USC already, right?
No,
my man. It's the last game of the year. What the? Who said that?
Mike, I don't watch college.
I knew that was going to trigger you, man. I knew that was going to trigger you, Mike.
Oregon State. It's the rivalry game. Jesus. No, we play them like November 18th or something.
Ooh, man.
We could beat them. DTR
USC got
that
day go. They went
USC's
the best
overrated
receiver.
This year just because of freaking.
Y'all see what Caleb Williams did this weekend?
Kiffin or whatever it else.
But he like squirted the water on him and he did all that fancy stuff on the sideline.
Who?
Caleb Williams.
Oh, someone squirted some water, right? Was that this weekend or last week?
Yeah, and then he
I
was waiting for Fawn to say, hey, yo, the first time.
No, that was last week, I think.
Was it last week? I don't really watch college football. I just watch the highlights.
Yeah, that guy's just here for the NIL deal at USC, honestly.
Facts. He is.
I honestly believe that.
Yep.
He's going to get drafted.
L.A., Hollywood, probably. You know. His dad's totally into it. I read an article. His dad's big time NIL. His dad's like freaking crazy about this stuff.
How many articles do you read a day, Mike?
I read the LA Times sports.
You still
page.
Read newspaper, Mike?
Wait,
yes.
I was about to ask that, Friday.
Yes, I get the paper.
Nothing like the paper.
Delivered.
It's nothing like
How
the paper.
How many articles do you read on the internet? Do you have internet?
Not much. I read the LA Times sports page every day for the last 50 years.
Do you still have a house phone, Mike?
Hell no.
Yeah,
you better not.
Of course.
What?
Yeah, that's a crazy question,
Don't
Friday.
You?
Why?
I haven't had a
you
house phone
it,
in probably 3 years.
Hell yeah, I got a
Mike,
house phone.
You never
you
miss a call if you're making your cell phone.
Mike, you still have a Motorola Razr?
I got a car phone.
They upgrade
phone.
The Motorola Razr.
And it comes up on the.
I was
car.
About to ask if you got a bag phone, Mike.
No, he got a Motorola Sky
LA
Pager though.
Sellers back in the day. The
do you still
one?
Use a pager, Mike?
He got the Sky Pager, the SkyTel joint. Where you
pager,
get?
Yo, Mike, do you still have a Sidekick?
He got all the ringtones and everything.
I love when Mike come in.
I know
here.
What a Sidekick is, but
yeah, but do you have a BlackBerry still, Mike?
I never had the BlackBerry. I had a pager though. I had
BlackBerry's
a big
too
phone.
New. Fraud and chill.
Hey, yo, but check this out, man.
Hold fun on. Times.
I got to get up out of here. I appreciate everybody for rocking today. Appreciate Mike for coming
all
in
right,
and shutting the show down
good
with his knowledge,
guys.
Man. That hey, Mike,
let's go LeBron.
Mike is like a walking encyclopedia.
Shout out Eagles, man.
Yeah, let's go
up.
The King.
Commander,
shout out
the
Eagles,
Mike.
Baby. Shout out
man,
the Eagles.
Man,
shout
man,
out
Mike,
to Geno Smith,
LeBron.
Too, man. Salute to Geno, man.
LeBron's
show
amazing.
Him some love.
He's the best player
shout
ever.
Shout out to Julio Rodriguez, baby.
Shout out to Saquon, too.
Saquon, yeah. And y'all be easy,
20 years
man.
Playing basketball.
Shout out Joe Burrow.
Make sure y'all tap in the TSSN, man. Right. It's the movement.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? Sports and Coffee, Facts and Stats, myself. And then Sports Out the Dark. Yeah, I don't think she had one yesterday. I saw like 1,000 people down there in that thing. Good God. Y'all be cooking. Keep
shout
cooking.
Out Coach Sporty and them weak-ass Jaguars.
Yeah, better than Jordan. I'm out.
All right. Sporty going to get you later.
Hey, Mark, can I tell you one quick story?
Who said, Scott?
Yeah, go ahead.
Better than Jordan.
So Magic Johnson was on Jimmy Kimmel last night, right?
Uh-huh.
They had a Lakers reunion in Hawaii this summer, Showtime, Riley, Kareem, Worthy. They said they went to the gym. Riley took them through all the plays they used to run in the 80s, Coop, everybody, and they ended it with Kareem making a skyhook.
What?
Is that beautiful? At the gym at age 67 or 8, whatever. No, older than that. Kareem could still get a skyhook in the 70s, baby. I was loving it, man.
That's
hearing the magic
up.
Stories. Fantastic. That's my guy. My all-time favorite, Magic Johnson.
Well, I appreciate that story.
Made
Mike.
Me cry, man.
Yeah, man. We out of here. Peace.
You really cried?
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.